Wayne, how may I help you?
Hello, this is Mike giving a call over from RDI. How's it going today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I was giving you guys a call back. You guys actually spoke to, and I didn't get, it was Brandon's dad, because I spoke to Brandon, and he said my dad. He called us last week looking for something, and then we got disconnected. I called back, but he said you guys were closing the shop and to give you a call back today. I'm just seeing if either him or his father was available.
For who are you looking for?
So I talked to Brandon on Friday, right as you guys were closing the shop.
There's no one Brandon here. What's the shop?
Okay. 50728 Twain Enterprises?
Yeah.
Interesting. I thought that's what he said his name was.
What are you looking to get done?
Gotcha. He called us with a diamond request. And
following
up on that.
Probably Uddy.
Uddy, okay. Is that an older gentleman?
No. That's John would be.
Okay, gotcha. So my note is all off here. So let me see, because I'm looking at the invoice for, you know, because I get it printed out when people leave a call there. So let's see here. Yeah, if
so
John's
what's your
the
company
one,
name?
RDI Diamonds in New York.
RDI.
Oh, I'm dumb. He spoke to Brandon here. He spoke to my Brandon.
Oh, okay.
I see. All right, so we've got to the bottom of it. So, yeah, if John's the one that's doing the buying and the one that called, then I'd love to talk to him.
Okay, hold on one moment. May I help you?
Hi, this is Mike giving a call back from RDI in New York. How's it going today?
Good, thank you. How can I help?
Excellent, yeah. I just got this transferred over to me. It looks like somebody over there talked to Brandon, my rep, here on Friday. I gave you guys a call right when you were closing and was told to call back today.
Exciting.
So just following up on that, seeing what you guys were looking for and going from there. Were you the one that talked to Brandon on Friday?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it was a...
I know, but what is this in regards to?
Gotcha. I'm with RDI Diamonds in New York. It seems that you guys called us possibly looking for a stone.
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second, please. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, this is Mike giving a call back from RDI Diamonds in New York. How's it going today?
Good. I don't actually remember what stone I was looking for. Maybe it was a marquee stone?
Okay, yeah. Let me go ahead and...
Do you have a marquee?
Yeah, let me take a look here before, while I'm doing that. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with? Is this John?
Adi, ADI.
ADI, Adi. Nice to talk to you. Yeah, I saw you guys called Brandon on Friday there, so just wanted to double check. So let's take a look here in terms of a marquee. What are we looking for in terms of color? Are you looking for that to be lab or natural?
Natural.
Natural marquee.
So you guys have no, you don't know what I fuck. It would have been about a 2-carat, I would say, SI1 plus F plus marquee.
Okay. Let's take a look here. And what is the time frame on that?
What do you mean?
Do you have somebody coming in for that stone in particular? Just want to make sure, you know, I'm getting everything done in a timely manner.
I have a call for it.
Wonderful. Yeah. So
nobody's coming in because I'm in Canada, so I wouldn't. I don't know. I usually don't do these memo. Like I'll buy it if it works.
Gotcha. All right, so I'm looking here, SI1. Do you care what the grading is? Do you want GIA only?
GIA.
Perfect. Let's go ahead. and take a look here. That's pulling up there.
Up to
220. Any specific millimeter size that you're
13
looking
plus.
For? 13 plus. All right. I got a whole list here. Give me a second just to read through everything. I got 13.9. That's a 2.5 carat ESI2.
That's probably. Oh, what's the SI2 like?
Let's see here.
What's the dollars and cents on it?
Gotcha. For that, we're going to have you at a per carat price of $10,325 with a total price of $25,813.
That's too much money.
And let's see here, SI1, SI12, 13.5. Okay, there we go. I have a 13.4. That's a 2.01 carat DSI1. And that's coming in at a similar price point there, total price $24,000. What's the budget look like?
$24,000 is over. I need the stone to come in at like 21, 22 maybe.
Okay, yeah, I'm just reading through. I got 13. Okay, this one might be what you're looking for. I might got it here. It's 13.72, and that's a 2.01 carat. I got you at an FSI1 GIA coming in at
$21,155. $21,155, and it's SI1F?
SI1F, yep, and that's 2.01 carats. Here, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6,
can you email me the details on that guy?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm just trying to see if there's anything else I can add to the list here. Those are coming in at 12, 13, 8. Okay. I have a 1.8 that's in the 13. That's an ESI2, but it is available under that too, so let's put that off to the side. That one there. So yeah, in terms of your price point, what you're looking for, that FSI1 2.01 carat would be a pretty good match for you there. And I do have that triple X as well.
It can't be triple X. Double X.
Here, double X. You're right, double X.
What's the ratio on it? Anything other than around can't be triple X.
That's right. Just got back from lunch here. Let's see, ratio, I got you at 2, that's 16 to 1.
Mm-mm. Length to width, what's the, well, sorry, 13 point what is the length?
So length here is, and I'm just going to get this just to make sure you got everything there. Max height. There we go. 13.72.
Holy shit. Divided by?
6.34.
It's really fucking long. It's too long.
Yeah, too long. Well, you know what? This is just my inventory here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and send a couple of these over just in case, and then I'm also going to, most of my inventory is in my New York City location, so I'm going to go ahead and have them take a look for exactly what you're looking for.
All right, see if you got anything, brother.
Yeah, in terms of ratio, what are you looking for so I can give them?
Like 1.9 to 2.05, 2.08.
2.08.
Like, ideally, these are close to 2. That's you know, what I'm looking for, ideally. But, you know, I'm flexible a little bit. But 2.16 is just, that's far too long.
Okay.
Let me know.
No,
you have my email address?
Yeah, let me go ahead and just double check. I got an up-to-date one here. It doesn't show that I do. What's good email?
AdiaTwainDesigns.com. A-D-I.
A-D-I at Twain.
T-W-A-I-N. Designs, plural, .com. What's your name?
My name's Michael. Great to talk
Thank
to you.
Thank you for your help, Michael.
No problem. I'm going to have that right over to you.
Care
give me about
10
minutes, and I'm going to give you a call.
Okay. Ciao.
Thank you.
Bye.